is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're having a tremendous Friday. I'll be here with you for the next 3 hours. This show does get started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, in New York City. Understand this. It doesn't matter if you're here in Atlanta with me, if you're in New York with Ryan Hickey, if you're in Anchorage, Miami, San Diego, Montreal, Nova Scotia, Calgary, you could be in Kansas, you could be in Boise, you could be in Chicago, you could be in Maryland, shout out to people in Birmingham, you could be in Texas, wherever you are, thank you for being here. You can be a part of the show. It's Friday. I hope you've had a good one. Maybe you left work. Maybe you told your boss to kick rocks. Maybe you work virtually. Good for you. Maybe you didn't have to look at your boss. It's Friday. Enjoy yourself. Have fun and do it safely. You can call me. I'll be here. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to everybody tuned in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. People on the free Odyssey app, Sirius XM channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. How about this? We got some breaking news a few minutes ago. Cooper Kupp, he's found a new team. And no, it's not a Super Bowl contender. Cooper Kupp is going to be on the receiving end of passes from Sam Darnold. Yep, Cooper Kupp is a Seattle Seahawk. We'll get into that in a second. Last hour, we heard from Myles Garrett telling everybody all these damn lies. Myles Garrett is like, oh, yeah, it's not about the money. The fans in Cleveland will see how hard I play. They see it's not about the money. Couldn't give a clear explanation as to why he changed his mind. Couldn't give a clear explanation about what he sees the Browns making them a Super Bowl contender. He just shoveled crap on the side of the highway like a pile. He moved one pile of crap to another pile and created one and told everybody, ta-da. Nah, it doesn't work that way, man. You took the money. Nothing wrong with that. You're still going to the Hall of Fame and nobody will care. Cleveland Browns will still be ass. I mean, unless they get a miracle work at quarterback. And we'll see what happens there. Oh, thank you so much to Jim Root for joining us from The Athletic. He came through and we talked about college basketball. There is no Cooper Flagg tonight. No Cooper Flagg. He's out. Sprained his ankle yesterday in the first round of the ACC tournament. I can't even say tonight. In a matter of minutes, Duke is going to take on North Carolina, one of the biggest rivalries in college sports. Forget basketball. But there will be no Cooper Flagg. Maybe we'll see him next week. Jim also feels good about teams like Florida and Texas Tech when it comes down to their chances to actually win the NCAA tournament next month. We heard from DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons beefing with each other. All the while, Dante Fowler signs a deal with the Dallas Cowboys to be their newest edge rusher. Last year, he had about 10.5 sacks with Washington. And so that might be an understated move, you know, for the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, everybody talked about how aggressive they were or were not going to be. Bringing in Fowler is a good move if he's actually, if he's healthy. And good for him. Good for him there. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We found out that Cooper Kupp has a new team. Cooper Kupp is a member of the Seattle Seahawks. Cooper Kupp, a 3-year deal, $45 million to still compete in the NFC West. Right before we went to break, we had a caller. His name was Ed from Pennsylvania. He said, JR, I like the Rams. He says, I can't blame Cooper Kupp for going to Seattle. He did get cut by the team that he helped win a Super Bowl with. He won the Super Bowl MVP. And now he's going to Seattle. I guess he wants to prove it to the Rams that they made a mistake. Like, was that the biggest thing, or did he want to win another Super Bowl? Did he have no suitors? It was reported earlier in the day that Cooper Kupp was on his way to the Dallas Cowboys, and then it was retracted. Hey, listen to this. This is Ian Rappaport. He was on Pat McAfee's show, and he was saying that, well, Cooper Kupp could sign a deal with somebody today. He ended up being right. This is foreshadowing. Listen.
I believe the list is getting narrowed down. I believe we'll have a decision today. And I think there's, you know, some really good teams interested. You know, the Seahawks have been a team that's been interested. The Saints have been in the mix. You'd mentioned the Cowboys. I don't get the sense they're in it now, but I believe they checked in at some point. There's been several teams. And I think, you know, Cooper Kupp, like, he's 31, right? Obviously, the numbers over the last couple of years are the numbers, but he is still a very, very good receiver. Seems to be, to me, more like the final piece for a championship-caliber team now, as opposed to, like, the key cog that he was, like, 8 years ago. But I think he's going to do very well.
Yeah, very, but is what is very well? We'll get to that in a second. Look, top-notch reporter Ian Rappaport predicting earlier today that Cooper Kupp would sign a deal. Well, damn it, he did. The NFL Network even announced it just a few minutes ago. This is what they had to say about this news of Cooper Kupp being a Seahawk.
Cooper Kupp has a new home, and he's staying in the NFC West. Kupp agreeing to terms with the Seattle Seahawks on a 3-year, $45 million deal. Ian, there were a lot of rumors and reports about different teams being involved, but it always sounded like Seattle wanted to bring Kupp home. He's from Yakima, Washington, went to Eastern Washington. Now he is headed back to Seattle.
Good for him. He's not winning anything out there, though. I'm sorry. I have to be honest. Good for Cooper Kupp. A 3-year contract, $45 million. He's no longer one of the top wide receivers in the entire NFL. Those days are absolutely over. Cooper Kupp is 31 years old. And this is great. You know, Sam Darnold will have another option to throw the football to. We know that Cooper Kupp will now be option number 2. Jackson Smith and Jigba will be option number 1. Cooper Kupp is ultimately replacing DK Metcalf. Think about that. Now, if we put these two guys side to side and said, hey, you got to pick one wide receiver to be on your team for the next 3 years, are you picking DK Metcalf, who is younger, bigger, faster, stronger, more athletic? Or are you going with Cooper Kupp, who is older, more seasoned, more injury prone? I think it's self-explanatory. There's nothing here, but Seattle has been trying to save some money. That's it. Like, Geno Smith is not a member of the Seattle Seahawks anymore because he did not accept the deal in the contract that they decided to give to Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold said, oh, well, I will go ahead and gladly take that money. The Seahawks have taken a step back here in the name of finances. That's it. Like, really, let's think about this. In the span of a week, the Seattle Seahawks have replaced Geno Smith with Sam Darnold. Lateral move. I'm saying these guys could shake hands and they could do double dutch. They might as well be football twins. One is black and one is white, but they might as well be football twins. There's no difference. None. And then if we take a look at Cooper Kupp and DK Metcalf, like they just don't want to pay. That's what this boils down to. And so the Seahawks are in no better position. They have no better standing. They're not a better team than they were at this time last week when Geno Smith was traded to the Raiders because he wouldn't accept their money. And DK Metcalf was just a few hours away from being traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. If I'm a Seahawks fan, I'm kind of rolling my eyes. I'm going, man, when is the Allen family going to get rid of this team? Because what are we going to do? Just run in place? Because that's all the Seahawks are doing. Everybody could all, Mike McDonald, he's bigging up his own team and he's putting this in his own image and, nothing. The Seattle Seahawks basically, they did something that might irritate a lot of people. I know we got a lot of people in their cars, in their vehicles right now. If you're on the highway, you might understand this. You switch lanes to go the same damn speed. That's it. Like, why are you switching over to the left and still going, I don't know, 55? Speed up. Hurry up. You're slowing down traffic. The Seahawks have made these changes on the offensive side of the ball that leads to nothing. This is like, it's like your parents telling you, hey, I got a present for you. I got a gift. This is like your parents calling you, you know, you're home from school. Hey, I'll be home in a little while. Yeah, I got something for you. You're like, oh my God, what is it? Is it a, you know, some clothes, some shoes? Is it a game? I don't know what kids do. Hickey, do kids even want gifts nowadays? What do you get a kid? Nothing, right?
No, I think video games.
You give them a credit for the iPad, right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, you don't bring that home. You just send it to him.
In an email.
Yeah, right?
Bing.
Hickey, I was sitting with a friend, and his kid was in the house on the other side of the house, right? He's like, hey, JR, look at this. I go, what? I look at his phone. He goes, this is my kid texting me for more credits to play the game. I looked over at the phone. Hickey, the phone said, Dad, please, more credits, please. Dad, more credits, please. Dad, please, more credit. Hickey, like 10 messages consecutive. Dad, more. I'm like, damn, bro, damn. And the kid is in the house.
Block the kid's number. That's what you got to do.
I'm like, man, when I was a kid, I wanted somebody to bring me home a tangible toy. Like, bring me an action figure, son. Give me a video game. Give me some shoes, you know, something. Now kids, they just want credits to play Roblox. I don't know if Roblox is even still popular. I don't know. What a world. Hickey, do you agree Seattle didn't do anything here? They did nothing. They went to the store and exchanged one pair of socks for another. Nothing exciting.
I'm with you, right. They have not improved from where they are last year with Sam Darnold and Cooper Kupp compared, like you said, with Geno Smith, DK Metcalf. It's weird because I feel like a lot of bad organizations, that's what you do. You know, you have one foot in the rebuild camp, another foot in the win now camp. And when you are going two different directions at the same time, you end up going nowhere.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty funny. First of all, let's hope that Cooper Kupp is healthy. This man, he missed time last year with an ankle injury, had a little more than 700 yards and 6 touchdowns. Prior to that, he had all these Achilles injuries and calf injuries, and you're a wide receiver. How the hell is that going to help you out, man? Your job is to run. Man, I ain't never seen nobody run on a bad Achilles, bad calf. Ask Luka Doncic, who, by the way, isn't playing basketball tonight because of his calf. This is crazy. Ian Rappaport was just on the NFL Network a few minutes ago, and he talked about why Cooper Kupp decided to pick Seattle.
For Cooper Kupp, the word home was an important one, right? He did have a ton of suitors, a lot of suitors, several teams interested. And it's not just because he was a free agent this week starting on Wednesday. It's because everyone has known he was going to be a free agent since the Monday before Super Bowl. That's when Cooper Kupp himself tweeted that the Rams are going to try to trade him. And once that became clear, they did actually have some trade interest. A couple teams talked to the Rams. But reality is most teams knew he was going to be free. So several teams were interested, from the New Orleans Saints to the Denver Broncos, a little bit of Jacksonville Jaguars, maybe the Patriots, maybe the 49ers. The reality is Cooper Kupp wanted to go home.
Okay, all right, good for him. Good for him. I was going to say, don't all of us want to go home? Maybe not. Good for him. What else is there for him to play for? He ain't playing for nothing. The guy is in rarefied air. He has himself a Super Bowl MVP. What else is there for him to do besides just stay healthy? He wrote this nice long letter about, you know, on to the next, and thank you to the fans in Los Angeles. And I can't imagine what the next letter is going to look like. Oh, man, it's so good to be back home and show everybody that I still have so much. And we are Seattle strong, and we fight hard. And Hickey, what I hope he doesn't do is put anything about those 12s, man. I hope he doesn't do that.
Oh, I mean, come on.
He can't
do
that.
You know he's going to do that.
No, that's not just a Russell Wilson thing, the 12s?
Oh, no, I think that's a no. Every player embraces. I bet you that's...
Oh, my God.
That is one of the three, like, top three things. When he says, okay, I'm excited to play with Sam Darnold. I like this organization. and I can't wait to play in front of the best fans in the NFL. The 12s, I'm here for you. No doubt about it. Guarantee you saying it.
Oh.
If he puts out a video tonight, like social media, like, hey, can't wait to be a part of the Seahawks. Really excited for this. No doubt about it. 60 seconds, 90 seconds. 12s get mentioned pretty early on.
Russell Wilson made that whole thing cringy, man. Made it cringy. Oh, the 12.
Think we'll get a Go Hawks?
From maybe, right? I don't know.
That's what I remember that more from Russ than the 12s.
Ugh.
Go every press conference, everything he did ended with Go Hawks.
Oh man. What is he gonna do? What's next? Go Big Blue, go Browns? I don't know.
Well, I can't wait. The Browns one's gonna be fascinating. Dog pound gonna, stand up.
What is he gonna say? I'm happy to be here. See, he can't, these are now loser teams, like real loser teams. Russell Wilson can't step to these teams and legitimately stand there in front of the fan base and go, yeah, I came here because I wanted to win. He'd sound like Myles Garrett. Like, all he could do is say, oh, well, you know, Myles Garrett is here, future Hall of Famer. Can't wait to play with him and watch him play. I know how people feel about the team, but we have so much more to give, and we look forward to going out there and proving it. Done. That's it. That's what he's going to say. He's full of crap.
If he was being real, he would say something's better than nothing. Just like 2 a.m. at the bar. Something's better than nothing.
Well, you can't take a crap on the fans like that, can you? Was it the fan or the people writing your check?
Well, can't they say the same thing in reverse, too? It's kind of like a mutual feeling, right?
Right. We don't necessarily want you, but we needed somebody and you were left.
Musical chairs is going around. There's one seat left. So we had no other choice.
Yeah, let's hear Andrew Berry say that. I'd sign up for that. Hey, why did you sign Russell Wilson? Well, we really drafted a quarterback. We needed somebody to keep the seat warm, and Russell was available. We needed a reliable veteran that won't rock the boat to just show up and be a good soldier. That's it. I don't know. That's the funny thing about sports, Hickey. There's so many politics that it is political. A lot of times people can't tell the truth. Can't tell the truth.
If he signs to the Giants, Joe Shane's going to be like, man, what a great steal we got. We are so excited. We wanted Russ from the start.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're fired up to have him. We believe he can do great things this year.
Nah, you can't even tell that lie. So I said, hey, things haven't gone the way we anticipated here with the New York Giants. When you have a player of Russell Wilson's caliber available, a quality of person, someone who's won a Super Bowl, someone who's been to Super Bowls, we think that Russell Wilson is a good option and choice right now to lead the New York Giants at the quarterback position. Done.
I just won't mention that the Super Bowl was like 12 years ago, but hey.
No, it doesn't matter, Hickey.
He's got a ring on the finger. That's what we're looking for.
What happens, happens, okay?
Can never take that away. It did.
You cannot. Just like Cooper Kupp, you can't take it away. I can't wait for Cooper Kupp's press conference. Oh, my God. We already heard from Sam Darnold. It's pretty crazy. A matter of fact, let's take a break. When we come back on the other side, let's listen to Sam Darnold. Because the guy who's actually going to be throwing passes to Cooper Kupp, he spoke today. He spoke for the first time as a member of the Seahawks after he had two stinkers to end his career with the Minnesota Vikings. Yeah, the guy was a candidate for most, not valuable. He was a candidate for comeback player of the year. The last two games where he really had a chance to shine and elevate the Vikings, he laid two purple eggs, okay? Now he's a Seahawk. He can lay eggs as a Seahawk, plenty of them. I think he will, too. 855-212-4227. Do you think Cooper Kupp to Seattle is a good deal? Do you think this actually makes sense? Does Cooper Kupp to Seattle elevate them anywhere higher than when they were last week with DK Metcalf? I think the answer is no. 855-212-4227. What do you think? That's 855-212-4227. When we come back, the phone lines are open, and then we'll hear what Sam Darnold had to say earlier today before Cooper Kupp was even announced as a signing. We got more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I need you to think Yeah, use your brain. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Cooper Kupp is a member of the Seattle Seahawks. He's now going to be on the receiving end of passes from Sam Darnold. Hickey, is this the new, this might be the new combination. This is the new exciting whites or no? No?
Oh, yeah. Come on. Let's expand it just beyond defense. I like it.
Exciting whites 2.0? I don't know.
Although I think part of the allure of the exciting whites was that they played a position that, let's face it, whites have struggled at for a very long time.
You're right.
All of football's time.
Defensive back. The last starting defensive back full-time was what? Jason Sehorn, I think, of the Giants.
That was what, 2000s? Like, we're talking almost decades.
Yeah, man, that's like 20-something years ago. Yeah, more than that, yeah. I think Jason Sehorn was selected, I want to say, in 97? It's 2025. Damn, Hickey. Damn. Wow. Well, whatever that combination is, it is not going to be exciting. I'm just being honest. And I feel bad, because let's be real. What are the odds that Sam Darnold has the same season that he had last year? He is going from Justin Jefferson and Addison and Hockenson. He's now going to be throwing the ball to Smith and Jigba and a Cooper Kupp who, for the most part, over the past few years, could not stay healthy. And then, even for Sam Darnold's own thoughts, he said he crapped the bed at the end of the season because he didn't stick with his fundamentals. He wasn't getting the ball out. He was turning the football over against Detroit, against the Rams. And so, yeah, 35 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. I'm taking the under on the touchdowns. He is not throwing 35 touchdowns. He is not doing that. And I'm taking the over on interceptions. He is going over the 12 that he threw last year. But good for him. Everybody has to be nice and play nice and kiss behind. And everybody has to paint a rosy and positive picture. Because today, Sam Darnold was introduced as the newest quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks, replacing Geno Smith. And Sam Darnold, well, I told you, he was asked about those two losses. You know, the ones that cost the Vikings the division and then also continuing in the playoffs. Sam Darnold said, yeah, I learned a few things. Listen.
You get all the way to that point. You have the season that we had offensively as a team. And then, you know, you run into, at the end of the day, like only one team can win the Super Bowl. And unfortunately, we weren't that team. But I learned a ton from those last two games, especially playing Detroit and playing L.A.
All right. Okay, fine. That's past. That's old news, right, Sam? It's old. You can grow from things that took place in the past. That's the beauty of being a human, right? You can learn from your mistakes. You can. Maybe you do something about it. Hopefully you do. Man, there was a point in time where Sam Darnold played for the New York Jets. Every time he played the New England Patriots, they whooped his behind. Bill Belichick saw this guy coming and was like, man, this is lunch over here. Sam Darnold said that he saw ghosts when he would play against the New England Patriots. Well, you seeing ghosts? Well, he just got his ass whooped to finish his career in Minnesota. Hey, Sam, what are you doing so this doesn't happen again?
Being able to get the ball out a little bit quicker on some of the dropback stuff that we had those last couple games and understanding where the outlets are. And even if a guy's covered, like even if my back's covered on a check down, like just throwing it at his feet. You know, I felt like I was taking some unnecessary sacks last year, especially those last few games. And just going to continue to work that however I can in drills and drill settings. You know, I'll definitely be, you know, thinking about that, keeping two hands on the ball in the pocket at all times and just doing all the little fundamental things.
Okay, all right. I think it's too far gone for that, okay? He had a career year, he got paid, and things are going to go downhill from here. Okay, that's just it. And yeah, he got sacked 48 times last year. Sam Darnold got sacked 48 times. Good for him. He'll get a run here. I hope he stays healthy. Fans in Seattle will get sick of him. The Seahawks will, after, I don't know, about a year or two, go, oh, we need to move on from this guy. And the Seahawks will continue on this treadmill of nothingness. That's just what it is. They ain't going nowhere. They're not doing anything. They're on a treadmill. Cooper Kupp stays in the NFC West with the Seahawks. Sam Darnold makes his way back to the NFC West. Remember, before he got this job as the starter with Seattle, or excuse me, with Minnesota, he didn't get the job. J.J. McCarthy got hurt. But before that, he was in San Francisco. So even he makes a return back to the NFC West. And Sam Darnold actually talked about the last time he was in the NFC West with the 49ers. Think about this. This might be the first time that you hear this. This might be the last time that you hear this. Sam Darnold said that he learned by playing behind Brock Purdy. What?
I really, thank Brock a ton, Brock Purdy, for, just his style of playing and how he kind of described his style. Is like, we got a ton of great playmakers on offense. Like, my job is just to play point guard and get the ball in their hands and let them go do great things with the rock. And when I started to change my thought process as a quarterback to kind of just getting the ball in my guys' hands, then that really, that's kind of where it unlocked for me a little bit.
Oh, my goodness. Wait. Let me understand this. Hickey, so Sam Darnold realized, let's say, I don't know. He realized he wasn't Luka Doncic. He realized that he should be more like, I don't know. Who's an average?
Steve Nash?
Hall of Fame.
You said, they're going to tell us someone who spreads the ball around a lot.
Yeah, just pass the,
Rajon Rondo? He kind of passes.
Yeah, there you go, right? Yeah. You are not Luka. You're not Magic Johnson. You're none of these guys. Just pass the ball. You're not Patrick Mahomes. You're not making magic happen. You're not doing it with your feet. Just give the ball to the guy going down the field and let the position players earn their money. Okay. It took Sam Darnold hanging out with Brock Purdy to learn that. What did Brock Purdy do? Sit him in a room? Now, listen, bro. I was the last guy selected. I'm not even supposed to be here. I'm playing by accident. They're about to pay me $45, $50 million a year. All I do, they snap me the ball. I throw it. I'm not running. I'm not trying to create anything. I'm just going, here, Debo, you do it. Kittle, here, you do it. Here, Pearsall, you do it. Oh, Ayuk, you do it. Figure it out. Oh, Christian McCaffrey, you do it. Now, I know Sam Darnold hasn't played with the amount of talent that Brock Purdy has. Not until last year. In this upcoming season, let's be real. Sam Darnold has taken a step back. If you're a fan of the Seattle Seahawks, I'm sorry. I am. Everybody in Oregon, everybody in Idaho, everybody in Seattle, everybody in the Pacific Northwest, I'm sorry. I am. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of players going to different teams and crazy things happening, Bradley Beal spoke. Yeah, Bradley Beal from the Phoenix Suns, the guy who didn't want to waive his no trade clause. Bradley Beal says, I'd be open to it in the summertime. Meanwhile, the Phoenix Suns are below 500. They probably want to move Kevin Durant. They're not going to move Devin Booker. The NBA is hilarious. And the Suns, well, they're stupid for even bringing in Bradley Beal. What a dumb idea that was. A lot of teams out here just like, hey, if we collect superstars, maybe the fans will buy tickets. Aha, it's a business. Who cares if we win? The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. Apparently, Aaron Rodgers is waiting on another team to offer him a contract. We got so much more to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
And it is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. That's a compliment. Thank you so much. There's a part of me that wants to feel insulted. Like, you calling me slow? Now I get it. There's an art to this thing. It's like everything else. Sometimes you got to know when to go fast. Sometimes you got to know when to slow down. It's an acquired skill in life. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Cooper Kupp has a new home. Cooper Kupp is going to be a Seattle Seahawk. This man has a 3-year contract, $45 million. He's making $15 million a year. You think about the top wide receivers in the game right now, they're making like 30 and 35. I mean, Jamar Chase, apparently he's on his way to making about 40 to 41 million dollars a season. So Cooper Kupp, he understands his lot in life as an NFL wide receiver, and damn it, he's just going to have to get used to it. Let's see if he's healthy enough, and let's see if Sam Darnold can throw the ball to him, or whether or not Sam Darnold is going to throw the ball to the competition. That's not what anybody wants. But change is a part of life, especially in the world of sports, unless you have a no-trade clause. Unless your name is Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal of the Phoenix Suns. Yeah, Bradley Beal of the Phoenix Suns, who the Phoenix Suns do not want on the team because, let's be real, Bradley Beal stinks. He's bad. I mean, after all those injuries with Washington, why they would decide to bring him on in his contract is just, it's the perfect example of being gluttonous. It's having too much of a good thing. You already have Kevin Durant. You already have Devin Booker. How the hell are you going to have these three guys on the team? Sucking the life and the salary cap away from everything. How are you going to build a team? The answer is they can't. And the Suns stink for it. A team with Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal on it, they have a record of 30-36. 30-36. The Phoenix Suns are currently 11th in the Western Conference. Bradley Beal is a shell of himself after all the injuries. Still doesn't know how to fit in with this team. He's averaging 18 points a game. Kevin Durant averaging 27, and he's basketball ancient. He's 36. And Devin Booker, well, he's putting up 26 as well. The next highest scorer is Grayson Allen, 10 points a game. And Tyus Jones. They're sad. The Phoenix Suns aren't winning anything, which is why they tried to move Bradley Beal to get something back to fill out the team. But this was a bad idea from the get-go to bring him onto the squad. He turns 32 in June, does Bradley Beal. He's in the midst of a 5-year contract paying him $251 million. He can opt out after next season, or he could just be a free agent in 2027. Why he would opt out of this deal, I have no idea. That makes no sense. So Bradley Beal spoke to Tim McMahon after he pretty much said he wanted to stay in Phoenix. He didn't want to get traded during the course of the season. Bradley Beal has changed his mind. Bradley Beal is now open to a trade in the summer because he didn't want to uproot his family in the wintertime. Bradley Beal pretty much said, it's a different deal in the summer. Everything is kind of more laid out on the table. You got more options. He continued by saying, I'm a human, and so I have to really take a step back and just look at the big picture. And the biggest thing is, when I came here, I want to win. I score 30 points a game. I've been an all-star. I've been all-NBA. I want to win. That's always been my label. I haven't won anything. So whatever that looks like for the team, whether that's me coming off the bench, whether it's me starting, whether it's me, whatever it is, I'm going to do it. Do I agree with it? Hell no, but I'm going to be that guy. Hickey, he's not being traded. Who wants him? Nobody.
I was just trying to think of a team that would want him. You know what? Here's who maybe would want him.
Uh-oh. Washington back?
I don't think he would want them. The Utah Jazz. They love taking on bad contracts. Danny Ainge is always going to take on that. Give me some more picks. Not that Phoenix has many picks to give up anyway.
He would take him on just to tank some more over the next couple of years?
That's it.
How much more tanking can you do?
Is there a limit in Danny Ainge's mind, you think?
Those fans in Utah, they're used to winning. Come on. Well, not really.
Not recently.
Oh, it's, I mean, legitimately winning. It's been about 30 years now. Okay.
But again, with the no trade clause, he would not go there. And so, yeah, I think he'll be in Phoenix.
This is just this is just another case of an owner showing up, trying to make a big splash, letting everybody know that I got the big bucks. I'm willing to spend. I'm going to spend the money. I'm going to build a super team. Like the first thing that Matt Ishbia did is he traded for Kevin Durant. It's like, oh, my God, he traded for Kevin Durant. And then the next thing he did when he had a chance, he brought in Bradley Beal. And it's like, for what? Like, slow and steady wins the race. Why are you bringing in this dude and all he's been is hurt? I mean, damn it, the Wizards gave him this deal basically when he was hurt. What is Matt Ishbia going to do next? Find out where John Wall is? I don't know where John Wall is, but he might as well bring him in too. It's pretty sad. It's actually pretty pathetic. You know, last May, Matt Ishbia was talking about his team. And he says, you know what? And maybe this is why. He says he is not concerned with the future. What type of sports owner says this?
The fans like to like look in the future and say, hey, I really like that 2031 draft pick because maybe that seventh grader is going to be really good and we're going to draft him. And one day he's going to be a player. Like, you ain't going to like the Phoenix Suns because we're going to say draft picks are to get great players.
Oh, man. Come on. What? Not you. But you got to actually build a team that fits and works together. You got all these owners who just show up and think that I can just acquire talent and make it work. It's not wrong with draft picks if they turn things around. So what do you have now as Phoenix? You have one of the greatest scorers of all time. You have not enough around him for him to win anything. You traded for him. You got Bradley Beal, who's past his point of expiration. And then you got Devin Booker, who a lot of teams would want. But would you get rid of that guy? Now Devin Booker's just going to be on a team that's ass for the next bunch of years. This is what happens when owners just think they know everything. This is what happens. This is what has happened in, I don't know, a place like Dallas. The Cowboys. This is what's going on right now with this sad sack of a team with Phoenix. You got owners who need to get out of the way. This is what's going on with the Mavericks. You know, there's a point in time where you would look at somebody and go, well, you know what? You're a billionaire. You would think that you're smart enough to get the hell up on out the way. You did not make billions of dollars by being a basketball genius. If you don't know basketball, if you don't understand basketball, move. Get somebody who does understand it and let them build the team. It's as simple as that. Maybe there was a legitimate reason as to why James Jones, who played in the NBA, said, I don't want to bring in Kevin Durant. Maybe he knew if he brought in Kevin Durant, he wouldn't be able to build a team around him. It'd be a waste of time. Like, these billionaires get these teams and they just look at them as fancy play toys. And they are assets. God bless them. They can make more money. But to actually benefit the fans? Come on. Shad Khan, this man sold car parts. I don't think he was watching football overseas. I think he's from Pakistan. Okay? I don't think he was watching the NFL. Jerry Jones. This man was into oil and energy. Dallas Cowboys were winning because of who he brought in. There's some guy named Jimmy Johnson. And then he decided to give him the boot. What have they done since? Nothing. Matt Ishbia making his money on Wall Street. And God bless him. He played basketball. Hickey, what's his problem? Didn't he sat on the bench at Michigan State?
I guess none of that genius of Tom Izzo rubbed off on him.
Hickey, are all these billionaires sports idiots? Like, do we have, who is the smartest owner? Was it Mark Cuban? Was he the smartest one? I don't know.
In the sense of getting out or like when he's there putting together a team and
No, just knowing to just not micromanage. And of course, it's your money. It's your team. It's your asset. You do with it what you please. But I'm trying to think of a sports, like, who's a sports owner that gets the Lakers? I know they spend a lot of money, right?
That they do. The Spurs ownership has let Pop run the ship for
And you think about the culture and the type of team that he put together. You've never heard any knucklehead issues with the Spurs. You think about the talent that they want to bring in. It's never any issues. Yeah, that's a good point. The San Antonio Spurs. Presti with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Look at what he consistently does by bringing in excellent young talent. You know, Matt Ishbia just sat around and said, oh, nobody cares about your draft pick in 2031. Bruh, all the Thunder do is bring in great selections, and they might be on their way to the finals. Come on, the Boston Celtics turn their picks into a championship. Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce helped them win another with Tatum and Brown. And some of these owners just can't get out of their way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll talk more about this on the other side. Don't move.